Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Overview of SQL, Structured Query Language. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of SQL, why it's essential for data analysis, and familiarize you with basic SQL terminology. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the significance of SQL in accessing and managing data, recognize key SQL terms, and appreciate its role in data-driven decision-making. Main content. Introduction to SQL. SQL, or Structured Query Language, is the standard programming language used to manage and manipulate relational databases. It allows users to perform various tasks such as querying data, updating records, and managing database structures. SQL serves as the bridge between users and the databases, enabling you to retrieve valuable information to inform your business decisions. At its core, SQL is designed to handle structured data, which can be easily organized into tables consisting of rows and columns. Each table represents a different entity, such as customers, orders, or products, with columns defining the attributes of each entity. For example, a customer table might include columns for customer ID, name, email, and phone number. The beauty of SQL lies in its simplicity and the powerful capabilities it offers. With just a few commands, you can extract meaningful insights from your data, making it an indispensable tool for product managers looking to enhance their decision-making processes. Why SQL is essential for data analysis in today's data-driven world. The ability to analyze data effectively is crucial. SQL plays a vital role in enabling product managers to access critical information that informs strategic decisions. Here are a few reasons why SQL is essential for data analysis. Ease of use. SQL has a relatively straightforward syntax that allows users, even those with minimal technical backgrounds, to perform complex queries without extensive programming knowledge. This accessibility empowers product managers to work directly with data without relying heavily on IT teams. Data retrieval. SQL allows you to retrieve specific data from large datasets quickly. For instance, if you're interested in understanding customer purchasing behavior, you can use SQL to filter and aggregate data efficiently. This capability allows you to draw insights that can guide product development, marketing strategies, and customer engagement efforts. Data manipulation. Beyond just retrieving data, SQL enables you to update, insert, and delete records in a database. This feature is essential for maintaining data accuracy and ensuring that your analyses reflect the most current information. Integration with other tools. SQL integrates seamlessly with various data visualization and analytics tools like Tableau, Power BI, and Excel. This compatibility allows you to create dynamic reports and dashboards that communicate insights effectively to stakeholders. Scalability. As your data grows, SQL remains a powerful solution for managing and analyzing large datasets. It can handle vast amounts of data without compromising performance, making it suitable for businesses of all sizes. By understanding SQL, you enhance your ability to work with data, making you a more effective product manager in a world increasingly reliant on data analytics. Basic SQL terminology. To navigate SQL effectively, it's essential to familiarize yourself with some basic terminology. Database, a structured collection of data. Databases can contain multiple tables, each representing different entities. Table, a set of data organized in rows and columns. Each table corresponds to a specific entity, like customers or products. Row, a single record in a table. Each row represents a unique instance of the entity described by the table. Column, a specific attribute of the entity represented by the table. For instance, in a customer's table, columns might include customer ID, name, and email. Query, a request for data from the database. The most common SQL command for querying data is the SELECT statement. Primary key, a unique identifier for each row in a table. It ensures that no two rows can have the same value for this field. Foreign key, a field that creates a relationship between two tables, linking them based on a common attribute. Understanding these terms will provide a solid foundation as you delve deeper into SQL and its applications in data analysis. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essentials of SQL, highlighting its importance in data analysis and familiarizing you with basic terminology. You learned that SQL is a powerful tool for accessing and managing data, making it crucial for product managers who rely on data-driven insights. By mastering SQL, you can enhance your decision-making processes and contribute meaningfully to your organization's success. As you progress in your learning journey, remember that SQL is not just a technical skill, it's a valuable asset that can significantly impact your effectiveness as a product manager. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into SQL commands and how to write basic queries to retrieve data from databases. Reflection questions: how can SQL empower you to make better decisions in your role as a product manager? What specific data insights could you retrieve using SQL that would enhance your understanding of customer behavior? Reflect on your current data management practices. How might SQL improve your efficiency and accuracy in handling data?